It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Billy, I can see your balls. Can you put some fucking pants on before you talk to me?
Matt.
Oh, shit. I can't believe how bad this guy is at wrestling.
Steve.
I've gotten into fights with my wife. She'd be like, are you serious right now? And I'd just be like...
And Kevin.
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, there's a brown kid with a fucking pressure cooker, and I fear for my legs.
That had so much character.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Wasn't that like the Macho Kring?
That was him in the middle of the car ride.
As he's hitting the tree.
Well, yeah.
Ooh, no.
Halfway through his heart attack.
Yes.
Oh, did he have a heart? That was it, right?
Heart attack and then he hit the tree, yeah.
Oh, Mach.
Poor guy.
Miss you. Yeah, I really do. Although I feel like, I don't know, the first time I saw the picture of him... You know, the macho claws. I was just like, what happened?
Yeah.
Didn't even look, not at all.
Maybe he was not doing the Peter Griffin impersonation in the stroke episode.
Yeah.
And the joke went wrong. He actually Christ. Did die.
R.I.P. Macho Man. When did he die? 2013?
11.
11? Come on.
Yeah.
Summer, right?
He died like a week after I got hired at Ultraspec.
No, I thought it was 2012 because... They were because he was supposed to save us from the
the
apocalypse.
That's correct.
Oh, really? So it was 12?
Yeah. Okay. Had to have been.
The rapture.
That's right.
Yes.
The crapture.
Are you sure that wasn't 11? That might be 11. I think that's
was,
right.
Oh, 2011.
Yep. Fuck.
Yeah.
Can't mess with me on dates. Yeah. It was about a week. Was it April like 20th? Right around that.
420, huh?
It was May 20th.
May 20th. 2011. It was a month after I got hired.
God damn.
Yeah.
Labor Day weekend. Oh, Memorial Day, actually. Right around that time.
Yeah.
Wow. Poor amazing. Sandwich. All right, it's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. I'm Derek. As always, it's Matthew.
Snap into a mutant. Oh, yeah.
And our good friend Dawson.
More than Dawson.
More than Dawson.
More towards Dawson.
That was it. More towards Dawson.
How did that even come up again?
The camera. You were adjusting the camera. I was like, yeah, bring the camera more towards Dawson. You're like, what's more towards Dawson?
I said it's an emo band.
Yeah. From the late 90s.
Yeah, it does.
Look at open for Alkaline Trio.
I got to brush my hair over.
Yes.
You guys are so mean. I hate you.
We should just play this.
Mazzy Star?
Hey, this isn't the theme.
What is this?
It's horrendous.
No, I was looking for... yeah, I was looking for that, but...
Maybe that was
wasn't
like...
wasn't even that bad.
No, I was looking for this one. Yeah, this
is... There you go.
Oh, Paula Cole, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Wow.
Is this Paula Cole?
Yeah.
Dawson's for this Creek. Song to be over, I'm cutting my wrist right now.
Can we just call you Dawson's Creek?
Whatever you...
Just don't call me late for dinner.
Dawson's Crack, or the crevice of my ass.
Dawson's Crack.
I trademarked that.
It's like the porn version.
Yeah.
Dawson's Crack.
Or it could be the drug version.
The drug version.
Yeah.
I don't want to wait.
For this show to not make YouTube.
Your video has been posted. However, it may not be available in some countries.
Van de Beek's crying right now listening to this. Yeah. Where's my career?
That's one show I never watched. Ever?
No. Who's on that show?
I don't even know.
Van de Beek, and that's all I know. Just that Van de Beek guy.
Wasn't that Sarah Michelle Gellar?
What? No.
What was she on?
I think you're right.
She was on that show?
Sounds familiar.
We should just watch an episode live.
just let's just critique the show.
Yeah. I'm sure it's on Netflix.
Van de Beek's pretty funny, though. I have to give him props.
James Van Der Beek.
There you go.
Michelle Williams. Well, pizza's here.
I'll be right
back. All right, see you later. We're going to go through the cast of Dawson's Creek.
Yes.
Joshua Jackson's. Oh, Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes, that's right.
Yeah, okay. That's who I knew from there.
Larry Holmes.
Somebody named Kerr Smith.
Larry Holmes is a better actor.
Meredith Monroe.
Marilyn's little sister. John Holmes. He's the dead porn star.
I want to wait. And of course, they had two theme songs. And I had to pick the one that I didn't want.
No, where do I get these singles come from? I got like a Jewish bankroll over here.
Nice. Roll that shit up.
Yeah.
Put a five on the outside, so you think you got something.
What's the mob way? You put the big bills on the inside?
Yeah,
put the
big bills on the outside. Kramer, that's a five. I know.
I put the big bills on the inside.
Yeah.
I'm the Polish mob.
Yeah, but imagine what's inside.
Yeah, see, you think that looks good.
128 episodes of Dawson Creek, and wow. I have not seen one.
I haven't seen a commercial of one. I couldn't even tell you what the commercial looked like. I just know that half-assed song.
I just know the song, yeah. Only because they played it on the radio constantly.
Out of all Dawsons, I think Richard Dawson might have been my favorite.
I think this should be our new theme song. What didn't you order? That just has like cases of food.
What? One of everything on the menu.
Are they trying to get rid of stuff? What did they put? Did they wrap every individual garlic knot together? Holy shit. I thought you were just getting a pie.
I think you got some.
Oh, you got wings?
Oh, shit. I almost put that. Don't put it in the garbage.
Please don't throw away my Nexus 7. I know it's not the new one, but.
Yeah. I'll put it, somewhere.
Is it warm or cold? It's cold?
All right. All right. The Nexus is up here.
Yeah, don't shake too. Don't.
I know. I don't want to shake.
You're shaking me. My camera.
That's okay. It's an earthquake.
Well, this is going well.
It's a Michael J. Fox camera.
We've gotten almost all the way through the song.
Yes.
All right. Now play another Dawson song for me. Family Feud, Richard Dawson. And show him groping women.
Oh. What was that other show that was on around the same time as this with the mom and the daughter? The mom was hot.
That narrows it down.
Yeah. That's about 98% of the shows on TV.
You know which one I'm talking about.
It had their like family name in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like, God damn it.
We're playing vague?
Right? Yes.
Was it on like UPN or something?
Might have been. But I think it was on around the same time.
Yeah.
It was on the channel that
the mother's
shows.
Name was Lorelai. That's all I remember.
Lorelai?
Lorelai.
Like L-I-E?
L-I-E.
Could be L-Y-E.
I think it's L-I-E.
Or it could be the poison lie.
Oh, that's one name you mean. Lorelai.
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 Yeah. But that I watched that show only because of the mom.
The mom.
The mom. Daughter was, her real name is Alexis Bledel.
Well, that'll help.
Yeah, that's it. It just hit me just now.
Alexa?
Alexis.
Alexis.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, you know who's going to know this probably? He's Clutch. Let's
Alexis
see.
Who?
Bledel.
What?
B-L-E-D.
Oh, here she is.
Yeah.
Gilmore Girls.
Gilmore Girls.
Yep.
Was that around the same time?
2000 to 2007.
And then when was
Dawson's
Creek?
Creek was... I don't know.
Oh.
Oh, 98 to 2003. So there was a slight overlap.
It was an overlap. But yeah.
Yeah.
The mom on it was hot. That's all I know.
All right. There's a lot of really bad shows.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You got that right.
Oh, is it Lauren Graham? Was that
Lauren Graham.
I can see why you liked her.
Why is that?
Two big reasons.
This shit wasn't that stacked.
No? She had two big thumbs.
You know what? This is a very deceiving picture.
He was talking about her thumbs. So
I saw the thumbnail. Yeah, no, they looked a lot bigger than...
Yeah, it's definitely...
squash-looking older women.
Yeah. And that's women, recent, woman. Right?
I would imagine.
Yeah, so imagine her 10, 12 years ago. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
She ain't bad-looking there either.
No, she's fine, yeah.
She's 46.
Yes.
Wow.
She lives in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Really? Unlike our president.
he looks Hawaiian.
Look, we did our
wide open.
We did our 9/11 show. Let's just drop it.
Yeah. It was a perfect opportunity.
He 9/11 this country when he got elected.
Yeah.
And he's 8 years of terror.
That's why I said that when he got reelected, it was the worst.
Oh, yeah. All right. I love Reddit.
Oh, God.
Okay. I don't think you go on it nearly as much as I do.
No, I never.
But yeah, sometimes, like, do you know the concept of Reddit?
Yep.
So there's all the subreddits or whatever.
Sure.
A lot of them are obscure. And some of them, they just end up looking like an old, like, GeoCities page or Angel Fire. Like, this her Reddit.
Yes.
And it's like, it looks like Angel a four-year-old Fire. Put it together.
It does, yeah. She's
and
a
it's,
nice
it's
woman.
Just pictures of her.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Oh yeah,
a good looking older lady.
Hello, Jay. I'd hop her.
I can't think of anyone. No, can't think of anyone you wouldn't. So,
oh, whoops.
Well, you ain't wrong.
Can't argue with that.
So it's the new year, 2014.
It's very new.
No flying cars.
That's next year.
Oh, is it?
You figure we would have them by now.
Well, they're in production this year. The 2016s, when they come out, will be the flying cars and the power laces and hoverboards.
They're saving them for Black Friday.
Yes. Exactly.
I'd be so happy.
And the self-drying jacket, too.
Yeah. And the
your jacket is now dry.
Yes. Thank you. And the
backwards
talking... hang on. Shut up for a second. The Pizza Hut thing. They have like a little pill.
Oh, the dehydrated pizza.
Dehydrated pizza, yeah.
Hydrate level 4, please.
What about Fifth Element? She puts that little pill in the microwave. 2 seconds later, it's a big turkey.
Yeah.
It'll happen.
Like those things you used to put in the tub and they...
Oh, yeah.
Sponges.
So you couldn't eat those.
Those things. What are they called?
Sure getting hydrated pizza.
Dinos, they have a T-Rex. There's a T-Rex in the tub. Oh, shit. I forgot to take it out.
Oh, my God. These goddamn videos. It's so annoying.
Yeah.
I just have my Facebook feed open. I just keep looking just in case there's like somebody's like, oh my God, someone died, you know?
Yeah.
And
oh my God, I want Matt's cock in my mouth. He's like, I gotta go, guys.
Only happens every now and then.
And we saw the girl who says it. So
and who's the lucky guy?
Daisy. Yes,
the
but
crypt keeper.
So I'm like just sitting here, and all of a sudden I just see like a video playing, and it's somebody's stupid fucking Vine video.
Yeah.
No one cares about just playing. And it's like, I don't want this playing ever.
Mm.
Not ever. I'm never going to click play. I don't care. This is dark red and black shot. You can't see anything going on in the video. Horrendous.
That's like they started doing that in the apps. You got to get the settings. You got to turn off all that autoplay bullshit.
It's all bullshit.
Damn the man.
Yeah.
Cock burger.
Here, I just clicked the down thing. I don't want to see this.
2-0 Rangers, by the way.
I don't know what that means. I know the words. But
that means
put
the
them together.
Flyers are getting lit up real early right now.
See, again,
that's nice.
Words that I understand, but together mean nothing.
What was that?
Unfortunately.
Flyers down 2, Rangers up.
That's just a word jumble.
Yeah.
Yeah, word debris.
Word debris.
You could rearrange them and you might be able
what
to make
what is this
sense.
Word debris you're throwing at me? Yeah. Do I have to put it together to make it make sense?
I'll get that guy that does that phony sign language to make it for you.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it sounds like. If there were a teleprompter on his signing, that's what you just said. Circle cigarette Rangers 2 up.
Circle.
Is that my phone doing that?
I just moved my phone over here. My phone, for whatever reason.
Awesome. No, mine's quiet.
Extremely disruptive with audio at work. If I put my phone anywhere within like 3 feet of my desk, my speakers go nuts.
That's an AT&T thing.
At all times. It is always doing data.
Yep. AT&T interferes the bandwidth or the frequency they use with data.
Like my charger, the way our one guy at work like organizes all the cables and everything, he like wraps them all up and makes them real tight so that like Everything on your desk is all like cinched together and has no leeway to move whatsoever. So my charger for my phone at my desk, it's like literally I have like this little like foot piece of slack and I can't move it anywhere. So I plug my phone into that. And in order to charge my phone, I either have to turn my speakers off or put my phone on like flight mode in order to charge it without it just going nuts. It's annoying.
AT&T.
Fuck you, AT&T.
Does that. And Nextel was huge when they were the worst.
Yeah.
You had the CRT TV. You knew when a call was coming in.
Like bloated, clumsy data.
3 seconds before a call came in, the phone would ring. You see the TV bugging out.
Yes.
Twitching and...
Wow. That, yeah.
Yeah. The first 15 minutes may be overmodulated.
Okay, what would happen?
Because I'm looking at it and it's...
Did you fix something?
Well, I turned it down a little bit. It's kind of...
Holy shit.
Yeah, now we're down here.
Okay. All right.
That is a legal copy that of looked like the edition, by the way.
The ship from Contact when they were contacting the aliens.
Nobody saw that.
Yeah, okay, I know. I did.
I got good news for 2013. Me. I don't know if I was about
Well, you
have
good
say
news?
That.
So you're not Wade Barrett?
Nope. I got some good news. I don't know how your guys' years was.
Oh.
But I'm feeling pretty good because the USA saw the fewest lightning deaths on record in 2013.
Impressive.
Since they started recording 73 years ago in 1940. Hmm. So we have 23 fatalities directly attributed to lightning.
Raiden's got some work to do.
That's right.
Was it like 80% of those in Arizona or Vegas where the lightning's like...
Florida and Arizona led the nation in 2013 lightning deaths with 4 each, followed by Texas, Illinois, Kentucky with 2 each.
It's brutal out there. The electrical storms, because it's so dry.
Yeah.
Nasty shit.
Mm-hmm.
Florida's probably south, right?
My grandfather got hit by lightning. It actually went through a door. I think he grabbed the door handle, and the lightning hit the other end of the door handle, and he just like flew across the house.
Wow.
He was all right. Matt, you're breathing into the mic. You're snoring.
The lightning talk. He got him all excited.
Yeah. Fried grandpa. This is so stupid. Why do we do this? Every once in a while, I'll just be like, why? I do a fake radio show no one listens to.
Keep
And then when I don't do it, people complain on Facebook.
Yeah, and those are the people that never listen. It's great, right?
Or are the only people that listen?
I was busy. I didn't catch it. I had that thing with the other thing.
The thing with the thing and the thing. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway. Wow. When Matt starts typing, the show really dies.
Oh, yeah. Click, click, click.
And then he forgot his mic was off.
Yeah.
Wah, wah. Yeah. All right, I guess I'll go to some news.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Anything good?
I have to answer an urgent email.
Is it urgent?
Yeah, like I got to answer right now.
All right, Jesus.
I can still do the show. It's all right.
Anything good in the news?
Well, they decided to add a little bit of rock this year at the Super Bowl halftime show. I'm sure Matt heard about this, no?
A little. Oh, let me guess.
No.
Because they were trying to get a certain band.
Any guesses?
Gwar.
Gwar? Yeah.
Gwar!
No, Gwar was unavailable, but they did get Anal Cunt. Which is good.
Okay.
Oh, it's from like Bulgaria or something. Like.
Yeah, the guy's dead though, but that might be a little hard.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, the lead singer died. Yeah.
I had no idea. Well, I guess Buck Naked and the Bare Bottom Boys is out too then. Matt, any guesses who they got for Super Bowl? Rock band.
Oh, man. Bad, like really bad choice?
It's got to be.
Like, put like embarrassment, potentially embarrassing.
No.
It's not Kiss,
right? It'll be okay.
Oh, no. God. It's Kiss.
I don't
Worst
know.
Band ever.
I really don't know.
Well, just say something funny and we'll move on.
Tom Petty.
God. He was the best one.
He really was. He was like right after the Timberlake thing, right?
That was pretty good, too.
They were just like, we need the most fucking milquetoast white boy.
He was just going to do a performance and just that's it.
Yeah, it was Tom Petty. And then they did like Paul McCartney. And then they're like, all right, let's mix it up a little bit. And they got the Rolling Stones, not realizing that one of the lines was, you make a dead man come. So there was that little mini scandal.
Amazing.
And then what the hell they have? And then they, yeah, then they spiced it up and they had, what, they have Madonna and some other hip hop girl, and she was flipping the bird to the camera.
Ah, shit, I don't remember.
It's some, I'd never even heard of this woman, and she's like dancing with Madonna. I was like, who the hell is this?
Yeah. I don't know. I want to say the Black Eyed Peas were on.
Was they were on one.
Black
too, yeah.
Eyed Peas?
Yes.
You know, let's go through. Let me get Dawson's Creek down.
Who's that? Who? Black Eyed Peas?
You know some of the songs if you heard them.
Well, I know some white guys that like peas, but I don't think they would eat Black Eyed Peas.
I thought you meant like a black eye urinating. You said Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, Black Eyed Peas, and they had the audio of it.
Oh,
this is what that go. Yeah.
You mean the hip hop Chili Peppers?
That's wait, that's redundant. Some of their
funk, but the Black Eyed Peas. Yeah, a lot of people refer to them as the hip hop Chili Peppers.
That's pretty funny.
With Fergie, what's on? Right, is that her name?
Yeah, that thing. I'm not a fan of her.
You guys want to go through some Super Bowl halftime performance?
Sure, yes, let's do this.
Of course we do.
See, I'm trying to find where they really. Looks like Super Bowl 16.
What are they on
now?
Was
the first one to have like a real band.
Okay.
Well, it says Up With The People. American Education. Oh, never mind.
So you said Super Bowl 16. What's this year? What's going to be this year?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. Keep track of that shit.
See, like, you know, Los Angeles Super Drill Team. What the hell is that?
The fuck?
And it's all marching bands. Marching band performers. Here we go. Chubby Checker.
Ooh. Hey.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait. Okay, here we go. 21. 1987. George Burns. Mickey Rooney.
George Burns.
Some marching bands, Disney characters, and Southern California Area High School, blah, blah, blah. So basically that's when they started kind of getting celebrities in there, it looks like.
Okay.
So, Chubby, and then the next year, we had Chubby Checker, the Rockettes, 88 Grand Pianos. Wow, this is really good. It sucks back then, huh?
Yeah. Wait, who was the band? I totally forgot. Did we hit that?
Well, I was going to lead up to it.
Oh, okay.
I'm impatient. Okay. 23, performers Elvis Presto.
Elvis Presto. Nice autocorrect.
Elvis Presto.
Oh, there is an Elvis Presto?
Yes, he's an Elvis impersonator.
Oh, come on now.
Elvis Presto. And South Florida area dancers and performers with 3D effects. That was in 1989. 1990, we got Pete Fountain.
Huh? I never heard
Irma
of these.
Thomas. No idea.
Pete Fountain?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is that?
Oh, here we go. Yeah, 25. 1991. NKOTB, baby.
Yeah.
New Kids on the Block.
Oh, God.
Along with Disney characters, because it was in Tampa, Florida.
New Kids on my cock.
Gay.
So I guess New Kids on the Block was like, I guess Chubby Checker was the first real musician. Yeah. But they kind of like paved the way a little bit, because up to then it was just.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
They had the worst. That? And this cracks me up. These Super Bowl, like the bands they have, most of the fans are like guys. They're like, they want rock. They want like metal, not like this fucking faggy pop shit. And these,
it's for all the women. I guess they're trying to get like, they want Lady Gaga so that stupid kids are gonna want to go to the Super Bowl and see her.
So dumb.
I'm assuming.
It's
I don't
fucking
know.
Retarded. Mm.
1992 Super Bowl. Eventually, I'm just going to refer to them by year because I start getting lost in the Roman numerals.
Super Bowl 92.
X11V.
Yeah. Well, this is 26. Gloria Estefan.
Estefan.
And then we got Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a big one.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember those two specifically. Yeah.
94. This is around when, and it was in Atlanta, Georgia. Mm-hmm. When that kind of new country started kicking on. So we got Clint Black, Tanya Tucker, Travis Tritt,
Travis
and the Judds. It's a lot of alliteration for one show.
Never heard of one of them.
And then 95, we had Patti LaBelle. Indiana Jones, what?
I have no idea.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah, like the big rock chasing him and he just running away from it.
No idea. That's the most bizarre thing I've ever heard. Tony Bennett.
You go, Dr. Jones. Go, Dr. Jones. You're
no
good.
No time for love, Dr. No time for football, Dr. Jones.
Wow.
Performer Diana Ross, 96. 97. The Blues Brothers.
Wow.
Dan Aykroyd, John Goodman, and James Belushi.
James.
Mm, otherwise known as Jim Belushi, otherwise known as the lesser talented brother.
That's like Chris Farley's brother that just makes extras in movies.
Yeah, yeah. Or, oh yeah, that is him. He was he was in the that MTV show about the boy band.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which some people say was good. I don't know.
Okay.
But along with the Blues Brothers, we had ZZ Top, James Brown, and Catherine Cryer.
Okay.
News intro. Okay.
ZZ Top. Man, whatever happened to those guys?
They're still around.
They're still around, yeah.
They were like popular, but like underground popular. Like it was weird,
no,
right?
They were pretty famous. Pretty
no, they were like famous, but it was like just some weird vibe.
Well, you know what?
Band.
Maybe. Because
they kept it real.
Maybe yeah. When they first, maybe like when they first hit it. But I would say definitely by the 80s.
They were awesome because they had the best keychain. I think Ken has it. I love it. It's got this, I'm gonna steal
and the only
piece.
Guy without a beard, his last name is Beard.
Those guys are twin brothers, if I reckon, right?
I would hope so.
Is one dead?
No, they're still alive and well.
Okay, they're both doing good. Nice. Good to know.
Ooh, 1999. Here's a good one. Shaka Khan.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
Gloria Estefan.
Again.
Stevie Wonder. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
Oh, no.
Savion Glover, whoever that is.
See, it's true. Like, after 1997...
Everything sucks.
After 1997 is this massive invasion of, like, horrible R&B and rap acts on every single thing in American culture. They invaded everything after that point.
It was horrible.
And you have these awful names of these people who just... They should never have gotten record deals.
I'm shocked that the Big Bad Voodoo... Big Bad Voodoo Daddy... was at the Super Bowl halftime show.
I'm not, because it's part of our disgusting bullshit culture.
Yeah. I saw them at fucking... Yeah. What it used to be called, all the way out there in the sticks. The Hunkabunka Ballroom.
Hunkabunka.
It's Starland Ballroom now.
Nice. Yeah. Starland.
Mm-hmm. And also, our favorite Kiss was on that one.
Ugh. That band... I'm sorry, is the biggest piece of shit. They're horrible. Anyone that likes Kiss, I don't understand why.
So we're up to 2000 now. This is now 34, if my Roman numerals are correct.
Man, Big Bad, I never would have thought of them again.
Big Bad Voodoo Daddy?
Never would have thought of them
again. I catch them every once in a while on the on the 90s radio. Hmm. They'll come up. For the year 2000, we had Phil Collins.
Nice.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Donkey Kong soundtrack, as we like to call him. Christina Aguilera, Enrique Iglesias, Tony Braxton, an 80-person choir. Just whatever.
An 80-person.
And the whole thing was narrated by Edward James Olmos.
Okay.
Almost what?
Olmos.
Yeah.
He's almost.
Almost a good show.
Yeah.
2001, we got Ben Stiller, Adam Sandler.
What the fuck?
Chris Rock.
Oh, my God.
I guess they must have did something. I don't know.
Make people change the channel. Oh, Adam
Smith. Aerosmith, NSYNC, Britney Spears, Mary J. Blige, and Nelly.
Wow. There you go. Yeah. Mary J. Blige and Nelly. Thank
Nelly.
You.
Nelly. Oh, God. Another fucking S.
2002, we had U2 by themselves.
Yeah. Well, you know that Bono wasn't letting anybody else get on the stage.
No.
Yeah.
2003, Shania Twain, No Doubt, and Sting.
Wow.
Oh, there you go.
That was like the last No Doubt performance.
Yeah.
Now, 2004, this was the wardrobe malfunction.
Yes.
So we had Janet Jackson, P. Diddy, Nelly, Kid Rock, and Justin Timberlake.
Everybody fucking went nuts over Booby.
Yep.
Oh, my
God.
So
you got to see her, you kind of got to see sort of her kind of nipple was technically covered.
By like a sun.
Yeah, it was like a weird nipple piercing thing.
Here's the funny thing. If they didn't blow it up like they did, the media replaying it 7,500 times in a row.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Nobody would even have known that
happened. I was watching it. When it happened.
No one knew.
I remember I was at my friend Karina's house and we were watching it and it was just like, was that a tit?
Yeah.
I think it was. That was weird.
Yeah.
That was it.
That was it.
The next day, It was like,
no one had HD TVs back then, so you could
we were watching on this little tube TV.
That is disgusting. Let's watch it again.
Yeah.
Again, like, that's old news. That was
and
the biggest thing in America.
I was at her house with like four other girls. So, you know, it was just like, oh, the halftime show's coming on.
Yeah.
Which was delightful because I didn't have to sit there and watch football.
Yes. Yeah.
I didn't want to watch the Puppy Bowl or the.
Now I watch the Puppy Bowl.
I leave that on for my dog.
Do you?
Yeah.
Does he like it? She? Yeah. It?
I guess, not really.
They watch the puppy shitting all over the place.
She's one of those animals who has no desire for what is on television. You know, like you get those animals that like go nuts. They see something on television. Yeah. She doesn't even like. Think
she's aware that it's not real.
No, I don't think she can tell that anything's there.
I had cats years ago. One of them would watch the hockey game, just sit on an ottoman. I had it by the TV, just head watching the puck the whole game.
Yep.
He would watch, just sit there. Like I'm like, great. He likes to watch hockey with me. This is awesome.
You got a hockey buddy.
Yes.
So the very next year, now we're up to 39. So this is 2005. Very next year, we had Paul McCartney. Because, you know,
Sir Paul McCartney.
What's he going to do? Fucking whip his little dick out?
Whoa.
His shriveled up Irish cock.
His liver pole.
His
liver pole.
I said Irish.
Liver spot pole. And then the very next year, we got the Rolling Stones.
Yes.
It's like Weekend at Bernie's watching all of them on stage. They're all fucking 98 years old. Stringer.
And then the next year, we had Prince.
What year is this?
2007.
Okay. Oh, you remember the stage for that? That was absurd.
It was his symbol. Yeah.
It was monstrous.
And then we had Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers in 2008.
That was probably the best one ever.
2009, Bruce Springsteen, the E Street Band.
I remember that one.
Yeah, I just remember he was sweating a lot.
Yeah.
Where was it?
He was like struggling.
It was Tampa, Florida.
Yeah.
That makes sense then. 2010.
Sorry.
2010. The Who.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was good too. I remember that performance. That was a good show.
2011, we had the Black Eyed Peas, Usher, and Slash.
And Slash, in addition to Slash.
2012, we had Madonna, LMFAO, Cirque du Soleil, Nicki Minaj, MIA, CeeLo Green, Andy Lewis.
Wow.
Some kind of drum line.
Totally overbooked.
Yeah, it's like a fucking ADD lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They come out and they do like a third of like their most popular songs.
And this is the one we podcasted over.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you go back in our timeline to February 5th, 2012, you can actually hear us. I think we piped the audio in. Yeah. Or we just turned the TV up and we talked over it.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year, 2013, we had Beyonce and Destiny's Child.
That was with Madonna, right?
No. The one we talked over was Madonna.
Yeah, I remember. I remember being like, we were 12. Like, wow, she's like moving in slow motion. Yeah. And she's like trying to do those flips and like they're like all holding her and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like her wire fighting team.
And last year with Beyonce, that was when they had all those pictures of her like mid dance and she was all screwy.
Evil looking at.
Yeah.
I want to bring those so up malleable. Yeah. What a disaster.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got such wonderful pictures as this.
What the f?
Yeah.
You know what?
What like, face is that?
When you're that's doing just, stuff and you're dancing and
you make
shit,
lots of faces.
You make lots of weird faces.
What is that?
This is the. It. Oh, yeah. And then,
what was the Ultimate Warrior one?
Oh.
Oh, the She-Hulk one looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Email that to Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure he saw it.
That's why he married her.
Yeah.
Make that Hulk face. I could write a song about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Holy shit. Yes. So awesome.
The hair is perfect.
So awesome. That is fucking money.
And then to make it even worse, we have the actual thing where
was he mad about that? Did, like an insult
to him? He probably got mad, yeah. He gets mad about everything, that guy. What the fuck is that?
It looks like Nicolas Cage.
It does. Yeah. With like a silly putty face.
Yeah.
That's absolutely absurd.
That's funny.
That's great.
And this year we have Bruno Mars.
Oh,
ew. I hate that guy.
And the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Wow.
I'll just maybe watch a song or two and be like, puppy bowl.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I'd be honest. I only watch the Super Bowl for the commercials.
Yeah.
I give a shit.
I don't even do that. I wait till the next day, and Hulu or something will have all the commercials in one big video.
Nice. Perfect.
So I don't have to sit through all that gay football.
I think they have like a Super Bowl website that just has like a link to like every one of the commercials.
Actually, the past couple years, they've been putting them up before the Super Bowl.
Yeah. That's terrible.
Like, check out Doritos Super Bowl commercial. I'm like,
thanks.
Isn't that the whole point?
Just blow your load now.
Yeah.
Let's
knock your ratings down. Great idea.
So we get Bruno Mars and Red Hot Chili Peppers. So which is worse, the Bruno Mars gay voice or Anthony Kiedis' lisp?
Or is tone deaf, or is Flea going to be naked playing bass?
Probably.
Because somehow...
Well, wait a minute,
why are you asking that question? You know what's going to happen.
He somehow loses his clothes halfway through the set, and the bass is blocking his baby dick.
Yeah.
Clutch said, they only have X amount of time. Why book so many artists and artists in quotations?
Yeah.
Yeah, they really try to shove, like, you know...
Well, they seem to 50 go back
pounds
and
of
forth.
Shit in a 10-pound bag.
They get a headliner, then they get like two semi-headliners, and then they get like a bunch of just bullshit. No,
and then
nothing.
Some like old man that
everyone forgot
existed, or assumed they were dead.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Whatever.
But to get Led Zeppelin up there to do all the cover songs that they claim to be theirs.
Wow.
The number one cover band in America, in the world, I should say. Amazing.
Yes.
That's all we got.
So,
I don't even know who is playing in the playoffs for the Super Bowl. What teams?
I have no idea.
It's the worst sport. Every 5 seconds, there's a whistle.
Who's playing?
I don't know. The Saints.
No, I'm sorry. The correct answer is who gives a shit.
Yeah, a bunch of men.
Yeah, I really don't care about football. I hate it.
Smacking each other's asses.
No idea. Do they even know who's playing? Or no, it's between eight teams.
I think the Colts lost yesterday.
No, they still
laughing.
Have.
They still have games to play.
Yeah, they still have like 3 weeks left.
They think the Colts lost yesterday. And it was supposed to do like Peyton Manny. I think he's out.
So, I'm gonna. Right,
holy shit, we just
fun.
Got joined in the chat by none other than Barnabas P. Tightwad.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my god, I love it. What's up, Barney? I'm going to do something fun. I'm going to try and name all these teams.
Oh my
Hang
god.
On, let me do it.
Dude, I can't even do it.
I know
the Weeblos.
All right, this is the Saints.
That's the Washington Weeblos.
I can name them.
I know you can. Yeah, let me do it because I don't watch this.
Yeah,
I know this is the Saints because of Kevin.
I think that's the Weeblos.
Okay.
I don't watch football. I'm just saying I just know from people that watch it. That's all I
know. So do you, Dawson, do you know all these?
He knows them all.
I think one of them I don't.
Okay,
all
right, correct me if I'm wrong.
Let me take the first shot.
Well, it's my idea. I do it first.
Well,
all right, yours is funnier.
All right, that's the San Fernando 76ers, right?
Tonight, I was actually legit going to try and and do this. Like, cause I really, I wasn't like making a joke.
It's the Mexican carjackers, actually. All right.
I know this is the Saints because of Kevin. I would have known that anyway because I kind of knew that.
Uh-huh.
I know this is the 49ers.
Yeah. Where are they from?
I was this close to saying 69ers.
Really?
Yeah, like it was about to come out and I had to stop myself.
San Francisco.
San Francisco.
No, Fag-cisco.
I know this is the New England Patriots.
Is it?
Yep.
Okay.
That's correct.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's
I'm going to guess Panthers.
I don't know where they're from.
Exactly. Susquehanna. I have no
Susquehanna.
Idea.
Susquehanna.
Where they're from, you got me on that because I don't know. That I can't tell you.
I thought you were supposed to know this stuff.
I know the Panthers.
This is the...
It's pretty obvious.
I know it's not... Is it the Eagles?
Yes.
Is that a new logo?
It looks different than their old ones.
Okay.
Yeah, that's absolutely different.
And they are the... The what Eagles?
Philadelphia Eagles.
That is a different.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ready?
They're all what's it called?
You in
transparency logo friendly.
These are the horseshoes.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
This is the Colts.
That is correct. Yes.
Those are the horseshoes.
Colts are from. Oh shit! I have no idea.
They gotta be from somewhere in Texas.
Middle America.
Do you know where it is?
Yeah. Oh, but I sound like a fucking idiot right now. The Colts. You're going to have me look this up.
All right, I'll just look it up.
Holy shit. Oh, what a bunch of
dolts. But you don't really watch football, though.
No, Indianapolis Colts.
Yes. Oh, the Indianapolis.
Yeah.
I knew there was.
Oh, from massive two tits.
Yeah, because of the Indiana Derby.
This, I'm going to.
Oh, I know. Let me guess. Donald Trump.
That
wigs.
I know.
I was just going to say.
That's definitely the Dennis.
Is this the Atlantic City Wigs?
Yes.
What is that?
That's the Lightning.
It's Lightning?
Yeah,
like,
literally. Tampa Bay Lightning.
Tampa
right?
Bay Lightning. Okay.
Am I right?
Tampa Bay Lightning's a hockey team.
That's hockey. Who's this?
I don't know.
It's a curved lightning. Who is that? What is this? Where's a curvature of the lightning?
Why does it look like Donald Trump's hair?
Oh, no.
No, I really don't know who that is.
I don't think that's the...
You like that?
I don't know who that is either.
Is it maybe Thunder?
The thunder?
The fuck is that?
That can't be thunder because it's lightning. Thunder doesn't have a visible representation. Maybe you have like wobbling clouds. Like, I don't know. Like,
sound wave. You got like a shock wave.
Just have a cold front and a warm front coming together. Oh,
I know who they are because I just cheated. It's the Chargers.
Ah, Charge.
Where the like hell electric these
charge.
From?
The Chargers? That's the Chargers?
Yeah.
Wait, what? That's why they're called that?
San Diego Chargers.
What does that mean?
That they're called the Chargers is in like electrical? I thought that meant like they're charging like on like horseback.
I think they repurposed the name.
That's fucking gay.
The Donald Atlantic City Wigs.
Atlantic City. That's Marinas.
Trump Plaza.
Yeah.
Clutch says, I want to murder you all.
Yeah. Fuck football. There's all right,
well, we got
graphics.
We have one more left.
There's
a
horse.
We didn't.
Yeah, we got the Panthers. Yeah, you didn't do the horse.
But where are they from?
Where are the Panthers from? The Black Panthers? Is that what they're called?
Carolina Panthers.
Carolina.
Oh. Mm. So this last one.
I mean, it's a horse.
Is it a Mustangs or something?
No.
The Stangs.
Horses?
No, you keep going.
The Jim Stangs? I don't know.
What's with these horse logos?
No, hang on. I know this.
Have
I know.
The goddamn horseshoe.
God, what the hell is it?
See, this is only 8 of the logos. You got more to go through.
Is this the
Harlem
the ponies? I don't know. What is it?
It's thanks.
Barnabas. Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
What is it?
Denver Broncos.
Denver Broncos.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, horses have red hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking the
ginger. Ginger horse. The Denver Ginger Horses.
The Seahawks.
Well, they do. The whole gingers do
where
have horse
fucking
faces.
Seahawks?
I don't know.
Wait a minute.
You think that's a shot at redheads with the horse face?
The Seahawks and the Patriots. Right? Did you say the Patriots?
That's the Seahawks.
Oh, the Seahawks.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, you said Eagles.
Eagles. It looks like an eagle.
That's an eagle to me.
I knew that looked like a Seahawk.
The fuck?
I knew that was wrong.
Okay. Why does the Saints look like a picket, like on a fence, a metal fence? Like
I don't know.
I don't get that either.
I don't know.
Yeah, because this is the Eagles.
Okay. That's familiar.
Yeah, that's the Seahawks.
I'm going to be honest
here.
That
is the Seahawks.
Yeah.
We got to bring up the rest of the logos now.
Yeah. Now we got to look at them all.
Yeah.
What, all of them?
Now we got to look at them all.
30 teams?
This is going to be awesome.
There's 22 more.
This is great.
Let's see if we can find a quiz.
No. I just want a big splash page.
Yeah.
Just nothing but logos.
They have that game, that app, that logo quiz.
Yeah.
No, seriously, that fucking, that electrical charge...
I don't get it.
That's just horrendous.
That is the
worst logo. Like, I'm embarrassed. I'm mortified.
They should just
I am mortified for them.
They should show a hand with a balloon rubbing it on his wig.
Yes.
Charging it up first.
Yes.
Stick it on the wall.
Chargers.
I went to school for electronics. And nothing. There's no symbol for charge that has a curved blonde wig. It doesn't
fucking
look like
faggot
that.
Ball. Hate it.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know.
Is that the Bronco? It no. See, I mentioned before. You think that's a shot at redhead people with the horse faces with the red hair?
What? Like that, I don't know about that.
No. All right. I'm going too deep into that one.
Yeah. I can't find something with all of them.
What? They're, what?
Well, you find it and send it to me, but I got this.
That's quite a few.
That's a lot of them.
That's all of them. That's 30 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 30.
Oh, there's only 30 football teams?
There's 29. There's a blank spot.
29.
Yeah, there's one missing.
No, there's actually 28. because there's just an NFL.
Okay.
There's two NFL logos there. So let's do the math. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There are 30 logos on the upper half of the screen above those logos. So, yeah, that's all of them.
Okay. Oh, okay.
That's all of them. All
actually,
right.
There's more than 30.
Yeah,
so,
there is.
So this one's pretty obvious, the Jets. This is the Giants. We did this one, Saints, Patriots, Raiders, obviously. I know that this is the Buccaneers.
Oh, yeah.
And they're from Florida somewhere.
The fucking Buccaneers.
Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I would be a Buccaneers.
I'm
going to
guess Rams.
There you go.
Could be the Rams.
Yes.
Okay.
The
we know that this
LA
is,
Rams,
right? This is the Wigs.
That's the Steelers.
Trumps. This is the Indians.
The Steelers has to have their fucking name on it because.
Not Indians.
What's that?
What is it?
No,
Washington Redskins.
The Redskins. Fucking idiot. What is this? Oh, that's just a little NFL
quarterback club.
So this is the Eagles. Seahawks are...
All right, what's the Undertaker logo over there on the right?
This?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Bring up the old Undertaker cross.
I know what you're talking about.
It's just missing the two little spikes in the middle. It looks exactly like it. But
that's the Texas meteorites.
What? The Texas apocalypse.
This is what you were talking about. Basically.
The artist, the football team formerly known as.
Yeah. The Death Valley Undertakers.
The Texans. There's a team called the Texans?
Is that
it? It's so gay.
That's it? Texans?
Is that real? That can't be real. What's up with the Thors up there?
What about above the Patriots?
Where's the Patriots?
I don't even know.
All the way to
oh,
the
this?
West.
It's
a bull.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, this is the Texans.
That's the Houston Texans. It's like the Bulls symbol for basketball.
Yeah.
This is the Chiefs, right? Kansas City Chiefs?
Probably.
I guess.
Miami
that's
Dolphins.
Like a spearhead there, right?
Vikings, Green Bay Packers.
Uh-huh. What, the Cheetahs above the Giants?
The Cheetahs.
The Bills.
Okay.
What is this? The Bulldogs?
The Bullfuckers.
The Bulldogs.
What is this?
I don't know.
What is this?
Is that an
you
F?
Know what it looks
I think
like?
That's a Falcon.
It looks like the Falcon from He-Man.
Right now, like
there's a Falcon.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the Atlanta Falcons.
That's their logo now.
Yeah,
has it always been that?
Oh, because it's an F. I get
yes.
it.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess.
I didn't even see that.
No,
it's so abstract. Like they're really stretching.
Right now. Somebody is listening to this. Clutch might be this person.
What?
I don't know that Bulldog one.
They're
the
Browns,
and they're just screaming at us right
that's
now.
That's the Browns.
That's the
what,
Browns.
That?
Yeah,
the purple logo.
No, the dog.
Oh, the dog is the Browns.
Yeah,
that's so dumb.
That's the Browns.
Oh, this is the Dallas Cowboys,
and their fans are called the Dog Pound.
Oh wow!
And what's with the cheetah with the mouth ripped open?
Yeah,
what is that?
I don't know.
This is horrendous.
This is really dumb.
The worst symbols.
And what
ever
is this?
Seen.
The Tigers? Is that it?
Detroit Tigers.
The Tony
the
Tigers.
Detroit Tigers.
They're great. I'm dead.
The Bengals.
All right. Is that the Lions?
I guess Clutch says. The Bengals.
The Bengal Tigers.
Yeah.
What about the big cock on the top right?
Clutch says, "I'm not screaming. I'm seething." The one
you
above
gotta,
the Giants
you gotta
are
understand.
The Jaguars.
You gotta understand that.
But it looks like a cheetah.
Football couldn't be like a. All right, the only thing I hate more than football is basketball.
Yes.
But once I get to football, like you really, the only thing more erroneous in my life, or more not erroneous, just the only thing less important to me is basketball, and that's zero.
Oh, there you go. I'm sorry. The Broncos. As we're talking about this.
Yeah, what about them?
Broncos advanced to the AFC Championship with 24-17 win over Chargers. Peyton Manning, 230 yards. So Peyton Manning still is in it. He's on the Broncos. So ESPN must have heard us talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
What is this? Okay, you want to hate basketball. The Nets played the Miami Heat recently. And they had nicknames on the back of the jerseys instead of their names. See, like,
what is basketball doing? It's turning into a hip-hop video.
But I can't even care about that. Like, I don't care what the fuck they do. I just wish they didn't exist. Like, no matter how bad or stupid things happen with it, it doesn't matter to
basketball,
me.
Basketball...
Because they're still there.
Basketball's turning into hip-hop videos. You watch a game, it's the loose clothing, their entourage.
Uh-huh. Oh, no, that's all it is, yeah.
It's fucking retarded.
Okay. All right, did we hit all of them here?
I think so.
What about the blue lion up there? What is that?
Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this
the Detroit Tigers.
So you have the Detroit Lions and Tigers, football and the basketball.
No, I gotta admit, baseball. The baseball ones I probably hit like 80% of them.
Try the hockey. Try the fun.
Try hockey. Hockey, yeah, I wouldn't really know. I just know some of the names.
All right, so you know all of them for
he
hockey,
knows all
right?
Hockey.
So you can make
There's
fun
no
of us.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
be
I'll
awesome.
Just sit back.
Oh, Clutch is going to be screaming.
Oh, yeah, I won't give you the real answers either, too.
All right, let's see.
I want the Tampa Bay Donald Trump wigs.
That's the best.
Tampa Bay Lightning.
How many hockey teams are there?
30.
30.
All right, this might be all of them.
Five rows of six?
Well, they're kind of...
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Look at that. Yeah, that's
perfect.
That's
oh,
them.
The same exact fucking Indian head.
Oh, this is going to be fun. This is going to be good.
All right, I'm going to guess this is the New York Islanders.
Let's start at the top left. Top
left. Top left. All right.
Obviously. All
right. Jersey Devils. Which, by the way, what an ass I am. It took me up until about 5 years ago, and I've been seeing this my whole life,
to realize
that it's an NJ.
No, come on.
No clue.
No, what did you think that was?
To be fair, I didn't care. I didn't know what it was. I had no idea.
Like a fucking wrench? And
I mean, I realized it was a devil tail and horns, but that little thing there, I just never put it together that it's supposed to be
like
an NJ.
Like an extra little legs, like sitting down or something, like with his leg up?
Just to show you how little I care about sports.
That doesn't have anything to do with sports, though.
But I see, it just never crossed my mind.
Wow.
Yeah, but you live in this state longer, your whole life. You should know
I'm born and raised.
It's just
I have no idea.
It's just an image to you.
Yeah, it's just something I've always seen and never paid attention to.
Probably thought it was like some...
How about this? All right. Hang on.
Oh, there's some good symbols up there. I know you guys are going to have fun with.
Uh-huh.
I can see a couple of them
already. Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
All right, you ready? I got a good one for you to show you what an idiot I was when I was a kid.
Oh, boy.
This took me... sooner to realize that I was an idiot. Something that we've all seen millions of times. And I thought it was something really stupid.
Okay.
Oh, that's a great hockey team.
I thought that the top was a police officer's head.
Oh, no.
And the bottom was a kid in a bunny suit.
Wait, what?
Wait,
there's
man,
the ears. I thought
that.
This was like the kid's face. In the back of his head.
What?
And I thought this was the front of the face of a police officer.
What?
With a hat on.
You have quite an imagination.
What?
That's what I thought it was when I was a kid.
Where's the... I don't see the bunny suit, though.
So this is the kid's face, right?
I guess.
And here's the bunny ear.
I see it.
In the back of his head.
He's upside down.
He's upside down.
He's upside down. Why?
No, man.
Yeah.
No.
That's what I thought it was when I was a kid. And then one day, you know, I was like, oh, shit.
That, by the way, has got to be like the worst looking fucking incarnation of that logo.
It looks like fucking park symbol.
The one pixel border around it just totally just throws it off. All right. So let's go back to hockey here. NHL logos. Next tab over.
Well, here's a better
one. Oh, that's good. That's
yeah,
clean.
So I thought it was a kid in a bunny suit.
Yeah,
and a cop.
I still don't see that.
Okay, whatever.
All right, so let's go. So I see the all right, that one right there. I'm going with the Dead music notes, the Purgatory Dead music notes.
I'm gonna say, God, I don't even know. I don't know. I give up.
Who is
what
it?
Is it?
St. Louis Blues.
The Blues.
Okay, all right.
Okay, how about this one? Lightning Bolts.
That's definitely Tampa Bay Lightning.
Oh, correct. Okay. Yeah. This one, I know this one. This is the,
That's one of the most famous symbols.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's like the Reds or something.
Detroit Red Wings.
Yeah. Detroit Red Wings. Detroit Red Wings. Okay.
Because it's a wheel,
very,
it's a car wheel.
Very
with
successful
the wheel.
Franchise.
Okay. Yeah.
This one, I have no idea.
fuck. I don't know. It looks like the letter A with like a beard getting whipped around.
Yeah,
it.
It's like the Atlanta Gods.
I don't know.
What is it?
Colorado Avalanche.
Avalanche. So there's like that's an avalanche coming down off the A. Yeah.
Okay.
There's a big panther there or something. I don't know.
Jaguar. Tigers.
Matt was right. Yeah. But what from where?
Which? What is it? Wait, Jaguars?
No.
Panthers. Yeah.
Sorry.
It's the they're not Canadian, right?
No.
I don't know.
It's Canadian, it would have been a yak.
Yak. Royal Mounted. Kilted Yaksman. Kilted
Alberta Yaks.
Our country reeks of trees.
Yeah. Running Who snippy. Is it? That's a Florida Panthers.
Florida. Okay. What is this? A maple leaf in an airplane.
Yeah. That's the Florida Maple Leafs.
Oh, no, this is the...
That's not even...
This is the...
What is that? That's the crashing planes? Is that what that
is? What the fuck is
that? It's the Toronto 9/11 conspirators. I like how I couldn't think of another place in Canada, so I picked the one that's right next to
Toronto,
it.
Yeah.
All right, I know. All right,
so what is
that? Should be the Quebec Nordiques, if I'm
Nordiques.
Correct. Yes,
what?
I know like all the names of them, but I've never heard of
the Quebec Nordiques.
Nordiques, they're not that old, are they?
No, they don't even exist anymore. Because I lied. No, they're not in the league anymore. That's what Colorado Avalanche is.
Oh,
yeah.
Gotcha.
So what is that?
Because I'm looking at the symbols here. I don't know what the fuck that is.
It's a plane, or like a. It looks like an.
That's a Canadian leaf.
It looks like an F-14.
Because I'm seeing the teams from Canada up there, and I don't know who that one respond. I think I know who it is now.
And it
I
looks like it's
back
crashing.
In the NHL. I know who it is. The Winnipeg Jets.
The Winnipeg Jets.
I just got it. Yeah, yes. Winnipeg Jets.
Because they left and they came back.
The New York Al-Qaeda's. This is from Barnabas.
What did he say?
The New York Al-Qaeda's. All right, so the next one is obviously the Toronto Maple Leafs. Yeah. Can't make a joke there.
This is
the kill those buffalo.
Yeah.
Kill them buffalo with swords.
Native American
buffalo. I don't even know what the hell that could possibly be.
The swashbucklers.
Yeah.
The swashbuckling buffalo.
The swashbuckling buffalo bills.
I don't know who that is.
What could that possibly be?
That is the buffalo. Oh my god, you're killing me here because I'm making jokes.
Yeah.
It's the sabers.
The sabers.
Yes. Wow. The buffalo sabers.
Okay.
Buffalo.
What is this?
You got me laughing at the jokes. Right
buffalo sabers.
Is it? What is this? Like Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the Puerto Rico lawnmowers.
The stars.
They don't even have ice down there. How do they know how to play hockey?
No, that's
what is that? Is that Texas?
No, it's not the Dallas Stars. That is.
You watch hockey?
Yeah, but these symbols. I don't know that symbol.
Clutch. What is that?
Yeah, what's the star with the Puerto Rican flag?
What's the? The Puerto Rican fucking 5 points.
The Puerto Rican superstars. The Savio Vegas. We'll come back to that one.
Right, this is obviously the Philadelphia Flyers. We know that. Yes. Sharks.
Yes.
From somewhere in Florida, maybe?
No.
California?
Yes.
San Francisco?
It's got a san in front of it. You got that part, right?
San Diego?
San Diego?
No.
San
San
Juan.
Fernando?
Nope.
San Juan. San Jose.
Wait, there that's Tampa Bay Lightning?
No.
He just put Tampa Bay Lightning.
What the fuck? He doesn't know what he's talking
about.
No,
that's the top left underneath the Devils.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Oh, Clutch, we're talking about this Puerto Rican thing here.
The Puerto Rican flag swirling around the star. What the hell is that?
It's not the Dallas Stars. There's nothing New England because I see the Boston team up there.
So what is where are the Sharks from?
San Juan Prisoners.
What?
San Jose.
San Jose.
San Juan
Prisoners.
Guantanamo Prisoners. All right. Go to the
what is that little red wolf?
Oh.
What is this?
The Red Wolves.
We'll go with that. Do you know?
Yes.
What is it?
Phoenix Coyotes.
Okay.
Phoenix Coyotes. All right.
What's the CH up at the top?
That's okay. Derek's on the C right now. This is
the Columbus Blue Jackets?
That's the Columbus Blue Jackets. Interesting.
This?
No, the other one above it.
The up.
Yeah. Because they also have a different symbol.
Oh, this is?
Yeah, they had a different one. That must be a new one. Unless I'm wrong. But
okay.
Yeah.
The CH is who?
Now that, the C. That's Vancouver Canucks.
How would you
use a Canuck?
That's what the fuck is a Canuck? I don't know.
What is that? Is that that's an orca coming out of a sea? Like what?
That's the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Whatever.
The Vancouver Cox.
All right, so this is the Islanders.
The Asslanders.
Very fucking antiquated logo. The Oilers and the Islanders.
I like them, though. I think they're fine.
This is very old. And this one, too. Whatever this is.
That's
Chiefs?
That's the Chicago Blackhawks.
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 Second favorite hockey team.
Chicago
the Rangers.
Chicago Blackhawks. I love when people on TV say that. They do all the time. They say Blackhawks.
Blackhawks.
Yeah.
What is this mess?
Wow.
What is
that? The chocolate wedge. No. That's the hold on. The Arizona Count Chocolas. This looks like a little like...
That's like a cartoon bullet.
It's like a... Yeah.
Oh, it's the Tokyo Shoryukens. Hadoukens.
Shoryuken!
Yeah.
I think... I could be wrong. I think that's the Nashville Thrashers.
What? I don't even know. Like, is that a footprint?
Yeah, it's got to be because that's...
That's a footprint?
That's theirs. No. Okay, no, the Thrashers... fuck me.
No, I
that's
got
above them.
Yeah,
the big saber tooth there.
Yeah.
That's the Thrashers. Because I got a completely different logo that's not even on here.
Huh.
Okay.
Okay. That's okay. That might be the old Atlanta. This might be an old chart because Atlanta had.
I'm gonna say
that's the Atlanta Thrashers. So the Nashville Predators are above it.
Nashville Predators.
Yeah, Atlanta Thrashers don't exist.
Why don't you have
anymore.
A seat right there?
Yeah.
The Nashville.
That really does look Predators. like a piece of Count Chocula cereal.
It does, like the little ghosts.
Yeah. Okay. What's the
what is this fucking the Bob fucking, Ross's?
What is the this? Fucking Phoenix fucking Vista?
Put a happy little bird right here. Yeah. That's the Minnesota Wild.
Minnesota Wild. What a terrible logo.
It's a terrible.
And what is
team
what is this one
with?
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, that one I don't know.
Yeah. Well, okay. So we know these
they should
two.
Make it the name. You know. Uh-huh.
What is this? The Romans? The Red Romans?
That's the Ottawa
Senators.
Yes.
Yeah.
Senators. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm guessing this is the Penguins?
Yep. Schittsburg.
Schittsburg Penguins.
And what
Dallas
is this
Stars.
Flaming Sea?
Calgary Flames.
Calgary Flamers. What is the Whirlpool?
Yes,
fucking...
that's the one I want you to guess.
Yeah.
This all right. One.
This looks like the... I'm going to say this is the Sarasota Whirlpool Pokemon Balls.
The Sarasota Pokeballs.
Yeah.
Flaming Pokeball.
The Louisiana Levees. Levees.
Is that what it is?
No.
Oh, like Louisiana Levees. That's the Hurricanes.
Yes. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Where are they from?
Carolina.
Carolina Hurricanes.
This is Boston whatever.
The Bruins.
Bruins.
Yeah.
And this is what?
What
Chicago?
Is the CH?
No.
What is it?
Did we talk about that before? The Vancouver Canucks or something?
Yeah, where we said that before.
What is the H in the middle?
That's what's going to be funny. Because, you know, it's the Montreal Canadiens, but they call them the Habs.
What?
Habs.
What about the Habnots? That's terrible.
Yeah.
The Montreal Canadiens.
Yes. The Habs.
Okay.
And I think you know who was next to it, because...
Oh, the
the infamous
the Raiders.
Yes, that's the Oakland Raiders with the LA in the middle.
I missed that.
What is the object underneath? It looks like a
crown,
or like a trophy or something.
You should know
like
that the LA Kings.
The Kings, yes.
Oh,
you know I'm gonna make Gretzky's head bleed.
Yes.
All right, that's enough sports.
All right, basketball time.
Yeah. Oh, God.
No
that,
way.
I'm going to lose.
Nope.
I'll get three of those. That's
we don't even have
doing.
To verify them. Let's just make fun of them.
Don't do it. Oh. No.
Yeah, we could come
this
up with our
own
names.
This is a great bit.
Oops. Yeah, it was a great bit. Too. And it's over.
Oh, okay.
We'll do that in the second half of the show. We'll put hashtag NBA and just make our own names from.
Let's just put inhabitants. That would be a nice name for a team.
The inhabitants.
The seasonal residences.
The Middletown inhabitants. Yeah.
The North American nomads. they don't have a home stadium. They just play in everybody else's.
Can we crash here?
Well, that's already the Jets and the Giants.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
New York, let's play in Jersey.
Why not?
Oh, man.
So, sports suck.
That was awesome. I love making fun of sports.
Yeah. I'm going to make fun of NBA because I know shit about that sport.
Now, that would be good because they got to have some really fucking gay logos.
2-0, 2-2, 4-2, 4-4, 9-10 seconds left in the game, tied at 90.
Yeah.
My mic is almost off.
We got to put it up to your face.
Yeah.
I got to put it up like this so I can talk nice and sexy.
All right, we're the Aristocrats. AristocratsRadio.com. Hope you enjoyed that. Hope you didn't get offended if you're a sports fan.
If you did,
fuck you.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
We're going to eat a lot of pizza. That's right. There's the fucking wings. That's the fucking car.
We're going to be fighting for the toilet afterwards.
We'll see you next time. We'll be back in 20 minutes. Goodbye.
Slapping wet pussy for you to fuck. Is that what you think? You think I'm some slapping wet pussy for you to fuck?